Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, January 11, 2021. This morning I will talk about conception. Let's begin with a word of prayer. God of all wonders, we praise you for Mary's faithfulness and Jesus' miraculous birth, bridging the gaps of holiness, time, and space between us. Open our minds to the miracles that we experience daily but neglect to think about. Open our hearts to accept your will for our lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The third line in the Apostles' Creed reads, "Who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary." Do you ever feel isolated from God? This isolation is not an accident. In the absence of Christ, two gaps exist between God and humanity. A gap in being, that is, infinite versus finite, and a gap in holiness. The conception of Jesus by the Holy Spirit, a holy conception, allows Jesus to bridge both gaps. The first gap requires that a mediator be both divine and human. In bridging the first gap, the holy conception introduces the divinity of Christ before his birth. He is then born by the usual methods and could serve as a bridge between an infinite God and a finite humanity. As the angel told Mary, nothing will be impossible with God. The second gap requires that any mediator between humanity and God be without sin, holy. Jesus also bridges the second gap by living a sinless life. This work starts when Mary assents to the angel's request and continues through Jesus' lifelong work of teaching, healing, and reflecting God. Jesus' work ended on the cross when he declared, "It is finished." Jesus' birth follows the promise fulfillment motif of the Old Testament. Prophecy, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," reminds us of several miraculous pregnancies. The pattern of prophecy and pregnancy, that is, promise fulfillment, occurs again in the births of Isaac, Jacob, the prophet Samuel, and of John the Baptist. However, in the case of Jesus, the role of prophecy was amplified. For example, in the case of Isaac, both the timing and the means, that is, miraculous pregnancy, were prophesied. For Jesus, the instrumentality of virgin birth, his character, covenantal role, place of birth, and his lineage in the house of David were all prophesied. The elaborate birth narratives of Matthew and Luke testify to the humble nature of Jesus' birth. The prophecies point to his divine nature. The Holy Conception also reminds us of the absolute and creative sovereignty of God. When God creates heavens and the earth, he creates them ex nihilo, out of nothing. The idea that Jesus was conceived ex nihilo, without a biological father, at birth, and then resurrected after death, expresses God's absolute and creative sovereignty. It also suggests that through Jesus Christ, God remains actively present in our lives too. This is very good news. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.